Happiness, fulfillment, and purpose in life are all inner concepts. If you don't have inner peace and serenity, then you have nothing. Only a ghost wallows around in his past, explaining himself with descriptors based on a life already lived. You are what you choose today, not what you've chosen before. A successful person is not a person who makes a lot of money. A successful person brings success to everything that he or she does, and money is one of the payoffs. Your ability to be a winner 100% of the time is based upon giving up the notion that losing at anything is equivalent to being a loser. If you are suffering in your life right now, I can guarantee that it is tied up with some kind of attachment to how things should be going. Here's the ultimate paradox. You are doomed to make choices. Once you know that what you think about expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. When you are ready, whatever you need to be transformed will be there. The more you work at just being yourself, the more likely you'll feel purposeful and significant in your life. When you're just like everyone else in the world, you have to ask yourself this: what do I have to offer? The universal principles will never show up in your life until you know they're there. When you believe them, you'll see them everywhere. You don't get abused because there are a lot of abusers out there. You get abused because you send out signals that say, "Abuse me, I'll take that." What you have to learn to do is to fall in love with what you do and then sell that love. You can spend the rest of your life beginning right now worrying about the future, and no amount of your worry will change a thing. You are whole, you are complete, you are total in every moment that you are alive. Abundance is about looking at life and knowing that we have everything we need for complete happiness and then being able to celebrate each and every moment of our lives. When you know rather than doubt, you will discover the necessary ability to carry out your purpose. To enter the world of real magic, you must enter the dimension of spirituality. All that you fight weakens you. All that you are for empowers you. There is no anger in the world. There are only angry thoughts. The next time you get nervous about others' opinions, look them mentally in the eye and say, "What you think of me is none of my business." Did you ever notice that some people never have enough and other people always have enough? The winning attitude is one that allows you to think of yourself as a winner all the time while still giving yourself room to grow. As you become awakened, you're not ego-defined anymore. You're not defined by what I get and how I get it. You're more defined by, I can be more internally at peace, and how can I help others to do that? Be a student. Stay open and willing to learn from everyone and anyone. Being a student means you have room for new input. People need to be right. If you can get that out of your life, you'll save yourself lots of suffering. What do you think is the difference between a child who can swim and one who can't? Do you think that the moment a child knows how to swim, he or she has new physical capabilities? No. It's just a new belief, and the child is acting on that new belief. Anybody can change completely and become anything he or she wants to become in moments. Even in a prison, your corner of freedom is how you choose to think. No one can take that away from you, ever. You don't have to continue to behave the way you have behaved just because you always have behaved that way. You can't kill thought. It's eternal. If you think of yourself as an important person, you will not allow yourself to be overweight or suffer from any eating disorder. You do it. You do it. You don't say, "I can't do it." You simply do it. That's how you stay on the path. Somehow we've got this notion that life is a dress rehearsal. It isn't. This is it. You can have no inner peace as long as the controls of your life are located outside of yourself. Babe Ruth, the famous baseball player, struck out more than anybody in the history of baseball the year he hit 60 home runs. You want to hit home runs? You'd better be willing to strike out a lot. That's just the way it works. If you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, you'll see obstacles. Send all your enemies love. It's easy to love some people. The true test is to love someone who's hard to love.